Hey, Betties. Welcome to the Better Podcast. It's your host, Dr. Stephanie. It is geeky magic time where I step away from the interviews and just talk to you. It's just going to be me and you today. And these episodes, I'm going to bring you personal insights, frequently asked questions, topic du jour in a more condensed, quick, and actionable way. I go hard on the geek, wrap it up with sprinkles and magic for you to do and be better. Betties, welcome to Geeky Magic this week, and we are continuing in our series, giving you the behind-the-scenes director's cut, part story time, part behind-the-scenes access to my new book, The Betty Body, A Geeky Goddess's Guide to Intuitive Eating, Balanced Hormones, and Transformative Sex. Now, where we are this week is we are in chapter 5. And if you have not listened to the previous 4 episodes, I would just skip back in your podcast app and listen to chapter 1 through 4, because what you're going to get is an appreciation for not only you'll hear some excerpts from the book, but you're also going to understand what my thinking was, whether it's the hilarious titles which I think they're hilarious anyway. I hope you will too. And also some thinking that went into why I've structured the book chapters in the order and in the way that I have. One of my goals this year is to make it my best year ever with my skin. And one of the ways that I'm doing that is with the Bond Charge Red Light Neck and Chest Mask. Wrinkles, acne, scarring, skin roughness, loss of collagen and elastin happen in the face and in the neck and the décolletage area on our chest, where the skin is very thin and susceptible to skin damage. I think at this point, we're all pretty good about putting sunscreen on our face, but so many of us miss the neck and the chest area too. I use the Bond Charge neck and chest mask daily for about 10 minutes in the morning while I'm checking emails. Their red and near infrared light waves together penetrate up to 5 to 10 centimeters below the skin surface. The red light reaches the skin's top layers, and the NIR light targets the deeper tissues without UV exposure. And that's going to help reduce the fine lines, wrinkles, and to help ramp up collagen and elastin production. So I want you to head over and have your best skin with me this year. Go to bondcharge.com/better. That's BETTER. And use the discount code BETTER at checkout. And that's going to give you 15% off your entire cart. Transform your health and fitness with the Carol Bike, the smartest, most effective exercise backed by science. You can experience unparalleled results in just a minimum of 15 minutes per week, thanks to AI personalized workouts tailored to your age and your fitness level. You will increase fat loss, train up your strength and your speed, and have better energy, something that every woman, including myself, absolutely covets. I always say that women are the original biohackers. If there's a way for us to feel better and look better, we are all over it. Carol Bike, in my opinion, is one of the best pieces of cardio equipment that you can invest in. Studies prove that Carol helps you achieve a 12% increase in cardio fitness, lowers the risk of type 2 diabetes by 62%, and reduces blood pressure by 5% in as little as 8 weeks. Begin your transformation with the Carol Bike today and enjoy $100 off using the promo code BETTER for our beautiful Better Podcast listeners. That's BETTER. All you have to do is visit carolbike.com.
So chapter 5's title, another hilarious, at least I think was hilarious. I was giggling when I wrote this. So chapter 5's title is I'm Still Hot. It Just Comes in Flashes Now. Cheeky, right? So perimenopause, menopause, and low estrogen. And I wanted to break this out from chapter 4. So chapter 4, we actually talk about a whole wide range of different hormonal landscape. So we talk about estrogen dominance, which we talk about as the early part of menopause. And then we get into high testosterone or androgens in their excess. We talk about low testosterone. We talk about low progesterone. There's a lot of different hormonal compositions that we explore in chapter 4. But I wanted this chapter 5 to be its own chapter because it is something that most women will experience. So not everybody is going to experience, for example, androgen dominance. Not all of us are going to experience estrogen dominance, but most of us Bettys, as we move into those late 40s, early 50s, late stage menopause, we will start to see all of our sex hormones starting to come down, including estrogen. So I wanted this to be its own breakout chapter because this is going to be applicable to almost every woman. And in fact, by definition, it will be every woman going through menopause. So this was important for me to do that because I often think that, you know, perimenopausal women and particularly menopausal women were just forgotten about, right? It's just, you know, we talk about, I mean, even you might even say, like, even in the book, I talk a lot about the menstrual cycle and how we can adapt to our eating, our training, to our menstrual cycle. But I've also been very conscious to include the cycles and the differing cadences that a menopausal woman will also go through, because I find that this population tends to be overlooked and underserved. So without further ado, here's some story time. So tuck in with some tea and a blanket. Of course, if you're driving, listening to this, do not do that. But if you are at home and you are able to, this is what I remember when I was younger. I used to love story time in kindergarten. I don't know if you can remember that, but that was like one of my favorite things about school was story time and then the nap afterwards. So here is an excerpt from chapter 5 from The Betty Body. I don't intend to grow old gracefully. I intend to fight it every step of the way, says an Oil of Olay ad slogan. So when we listen to marketing dogma like this, which is intended to sell you toxic face cream, so I start off right away with controversy, right? Right away, I'm just right in the face of one of the main products that most women use. So which is intended to sell you toxic face cream. It's no wonder that we fear aging. As a culture, I believe we are psychologically primed to be afraid of menopause. Women are called spinsters and hags and crones and frumpy and matronly and old maids. Like, where are the sexy 60-year-old women in movies? We hardly see menopausal women playing roles in movies with who own their sexiness, have lots of great sex, and believe in themselves, love their bodies, and wear clothes that make them feel good.
I am incredibly bullish on sauna as a therapy for recovery, heart health, and overall aging well. I personally decided on an infrared sauna from Sunlighten because of the range of far wavelengths and near infrared wavelengths that it offers. Saunas help with detoxification and rejuvenation to rid your body of toxins. It helps with heart health by improving circulation, reducing blood pressure, and helping keep the arteries supple. It helps with muscle recovery by easing the tension and soreness to recover faster, and of course, stress reduction. With the warmth and the relaxation of sitting in a sauna, it's crucial for hormonal balance and achieving a state of well-being necessary for a strong physique and a strong mind. If you visit sunlighten.com/better and use code better to get a discount, that is sunlighten, sunlighten.com/better, and use code better at checkout.
However, I believe that that landscape is changing for what we expect of women in this era. We are seeing celebrities redefine what it means to be a woman at 50, at 60, and beyond. Menopause does not need to be a time where you lose your femininity, sexuality, drive, and personality. It's a time where we can, with absolute grace and ease, get comfortable in our skin with who we are, with what we have experienced, and love our bodies. And just think of the freedom you'll have in menopause. The energy you used every month to develop a womb can now be used for other pursuits that you love. It's a matter of harnessing this power effectively. And I will also add, so that's the end of the little story time for you, but I will also add that this chapter was completely inspired by, and I don't think I've ever announced this anywhere, but this was completely inspired by Jennifer Lopez and Shakira at last year's Super Bowl. So I know that that seems like, you know, a decade ago, but it was just February of 2020. And I remember, I mean, I've always had this love of both Jennifer Lopez and Shakira. First, because J-Lo was the first woman that I ever remember looking at her on screen. She was a fly girl in Living Color. And I remember looking at her going, oh damn, there's like finally a woman that looks like me. Like I have hips and she has hips and I have a butt and oh my God, she has a butt. And so I just had this instant sort of connection with her because she has spoken openly about the, you know, some of the same struggles that I've had where like we just didn't look like anybody around us. And of course, her being in the entertainment industry, that's going to be all the more pronounced for her. And then I remember Shakira kind of, you know, sort of early 2000s when there was this big Latin explosion. It was like the Ricky Martin, Living La Vida Loca. And then Shakira was part of that. And I remember being like, oh my gosh. So Shakira is half Colombian and half Lebanese. And my background is Portuguese and Lebanese. So she was literally like the closest person in terms of genetic makeup, in terms of a celebrity or someone of prominence in public, in a public figure position that sort of looked like me, came from a very similar background to me. So for them together to host the Super Bowl last year, and of course, like they owned it, right? Like they were in skimpy little costumes and Shakira was shaking, doing her belly dancing. You know, at one point she kind of came to the camera and sort of stuck her tongue out and made this noise, which is very, very common in Lebanese singing and dancing. And like J-Lo was just like, hello, goddess, I bow down to you. She really, you know, embodied Dr. Christiane Northrup's book, Goddesses Never Age. Like I looked at her and I was like, okay, I love that she's redefining this for people. So this chapter was really inspired by them. And I remember when I was writing the chapter, I was like, it's like, I know right now as a woman, I'm in perimenopause now. I'm not having any more kids, right? Like the shop is closed for baby making. However, I am now looking forward to menopause because now I know that the energy that I am currently dedicating every month to a menstrual cycle can now be used for other pursuits. So really, really proud of this particular chapter. And then we go through in the chapter, like, how do you know you're in perimenopause? What are some of the signs and symptoms of low estrogen? And what are some of the things that we can do to ameliorate it? So this is for all my Betties who are in perimenopause or in menopause, who feel like you've been forgotten. Just let me tell you, I see you, I honor you, I acknowledge you. And there's just maybe some tweaks that we can make together that I outline in this chapter that can really help you on your journey. So next week, we are going into chapter 6, which is one of the biggest chapters in the book. It's called Sleep and Sex. And oh boy, we're going to have fun next week. We're going to have so much fun. So make sure that you subscribe to the pod so you'll be the first person to hear it when it drops. And I am lovingly looking forward to speaking to you next week about sex, orgasms, and sleep. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. For those of you who want to continue on this week's Geeky Magic Carpet ride with me, visit bettershow.co/show notes. You'll find research, links, summary notes, musings that I prepared in preparation for the podcast, and I often throw in some of my best practices, bonuses, and links. All the juicy bits are in there for you. And now for the obligatory legal and medical disclaimer. This podcast is for general information only, and the advice recommendations we discuss do not replace medicine, chiropractic, or any other primary healthcare provider's advice, treatment, or care. In the consumption of this podcast, there is no doctor-patient relationship formed, and the use and implementation of the information discussed are at the sole discretion of the listener. The information and opinions shared on this podcast are not intended to be a substitute for primary care, diagnosis, or treatment.